New oral vaccines for cholera will be introduced in the country by June next year to deal with a persistent outbreak all in the country. The vaccine has up to 3 to 5 years protection period and does not have adverse effects. Arrangements is being made with the WHO and Global Alliance of Vaccines to bring the vaccines into the country. The Director of Public Affairs, the Director of Public Health Service, Dr. Bedusa Akode, announced this in Accra at a training workshop organized by the Food and Drugs Authority and the Ghana Health Service.
The new cholera vaccine which we are going to introduce is an oral cholera vaccine, specific name being Shankor. It has a very good safety profile and has been found to be very effective or efficacious. And unlike the earlier vaccines that were given by injection, which caused a lot of adverse events or side effects, this one, the safety profile is higher and the efficacy is also higher. Protection is up to 3 to 5 years, which is good. And the operational activity, this one you give it by mouth, unlike the previous vaccine, which was being given by injection. So operationally, it's better. Safety is higher, effectiveness is higher, and it's very good to use to prevent and protect against cholera. Somebody will ask why probably we did not use it earlier before we had this outbreak. The arrangement is not vaccine which is being produced and sent to the market for everybody to go and buy. We need to work with the Global Alliance of Vaccines, which is Gavi, and then through the World Health Organization and through Gavi, the country has to be assessed. You do the application, they come in to assess, and indeed they usually use it for special population groups, migrants at risk, if there is war and displaced, internally displaced, and other people who are displaced from their homes if they are having this cholera. But then, outbreak that we had, a team came initially, he invited them to the country to assess if it would be possible at the outset of this outbreak, which we are getting to the end of it. But then, the assessment was that it would be good that we use it for preventive than for reactive. Preventive means that we are giving the vaccine to people that are at risk of having the condition, and which is cholera. And then, if it is reactive, having had the outbreak, the people at that area who could also get the outbreak. So, it's mainly for preventive vaccination.